Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 9 in your syllabus, that is, My Son Will Not Be a Beggar. What things does a normal child like to see? Was Wade's childhood different from that of other children? Well, let's go through the chapter to find out the answer of the questions. Wade Mehta was a writer and an editor. It was in 1937 when Wade Mehta became blind and he was just 3.5 years old. He went blind due to a prolonged attack of meningitis and started living in a world of four senses. It was a world in which colors, faces, light and darkness were unrevealed. Wade Mehta's mother could not convince herself that his sight would never return. She blamed something in her past for the tragedy. She called pandits and hakims to offer prayers and applied special medicines in his eyes. Each pandit's advice was carefully heeded. Since his mother knew that his father would not approve such methods, she kept them a secret, thus making it doubly hard for herself. The surmas, which were administered at all hours of the day and night, burnt and stung his eyes, and the only comforting part of the miserable ordeal was the loving caress of Ved's mother afterwards. One day, when Ved was protesting with loud cries, his father heard and interfered. He got very angry and forbade the mother to not to make any more visits to the hakims and strictly prohibited the purchase of any more surmas. Ved's father went on providing him with the best medical help and prolonged treatment. Ved Mehta, recounting his initial days of blindness, says that a blind person is at a gain because he or she should not worry about many things that the sighted people usually worry and make fuss about. Although his age and the sickness had deprived him of the treasured memories of sight, he saw that many things seen and spoken in the lives of sighted people are meaningless words. For a blind person, the nature is a place without the flood of sunshine streaming through the nursery window or the colors of the rainbow, a sunset or a full moon. Ved's father persisted and researched on the future of blind people. He learned that almost all India's blind people had turned to begging for their livelihood, or had become owners of paan or beedi shops and spent their days rolling nuts and condiments in a betel leaf or tobacco in a cigarette paper. He was determined that this will not be the future for his son. So, he started corresponding with prominent educational authorities asking for their advices. The replies were not optimistic. For the blind, educational facilities and personnel were limited, and often the schools became semi-asylums with all the ages grouped together in a class without any gradation system. His father knew that his staying at home would result in more pampering and would make him a spoiled child. So, Ved's father decided to send him to Dadar School for the Blind in Bombay. Ved's mother was appalled and could not understand the reason for sending him 900 miles away from home to attend school with orphans and children of the poorest class. Yet, she placed her faith in her husband's superior judgment and stayed quiet. Learners, let's go through some important points from the text. When Ved Mehta was 3.5 years, he lost his sight due to meningitis. It was a shock for the whole family. When relatives and neighbors came in with too much sympathy, his father decided to get a transfer from Lahore to Karnal. It took some long time for the family and him to feel familiar with the new surroundings and feel familiar with his blindness. In the new house, Ved's mother called pandits to offer prayers. She also went to Hakims who were specialized in medicines. She did it without her husband's consent because he was a doctor. One day, Ved's father got to know what his wife was doing. This made him very angry. He contacted Dr. R. M. Haldar, the principal of Dadar School for the Blind in Bombay. Dr. Haldar showed deep interest in Ved's case and welcomed him to his care. Ved's mother was angry and could not understand the reason for sending him 900 miles away from home to attend school with orphans. Yet she placed her complete faith in her husband's superior judgment. They both agreed to make Ved more independent and self-reliant. Okay, learners, this is it for today. Please go through the questions and the text on your own. Thank you, learners.